This is Brian Jenkins of Chosen 300 Ministries. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to join us on the web at www.chosen300.org, where you can learn about volunteer activities and also opportunities for giving. You can give by sending us a gift to Chosen 300 Ministries at P.O. Box 95, Ardmore, Pennsylvania, 19003. We also have an option for online giving right on our website at chosen300.org, and we also encourage you to designate your United Way or community giving gifts at your place of employment to Chosen 300 Ministries. This is a big help to our ongoing expense for our mission projects in Center City, Philadelphia. We want to thank you so much for joining to us today, and may God bless you and you enjoy today's message.
Praise God. You know, I love to read the scripture before I pray. I mean, not before I pray, but before I preach, but if you would bow your heads as I pray. Before I preach. Holy Father, we just thank you, Lord, for who you are. I pray, Lord God, that you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Lord. Lord, humble me, Lord, and hide me, Father. Remove me, Lord God, so they will see you, Lord. Allow your word to come forth with power, Lord, so that all those who need to hear and need to know and need to be healed, Lord, and need to be saved, Father God, will only see you and come running to you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Question, kind of like I want you to ask yourself, because I believe God's word is not something that you just read, but I think it's something that touches your heart and has a changing effect on all that you do. And a good question to ask yourself is, how did I get here? How did I get here? And I know that's a question we all ask. You know, sometimes when you think about how did I get here, you may think that here may be my physical, economical circumstances, or the here may be that I may have cancer and I can't understand how, of all people, I'm the individual who end up with it. So how did I get here? Or the here may be a struggle on a job, and you may want to know, well, how come I'm going through all the trouble and all the heartaches while I see other people just smiling and get promoted? Or the here could be, how did I just break my leg? And you know, Lord, I just came out of church, I was praising you, and now I'm injured. The here can go on and on for each one of our individual lives. But the here that I'm going to bring to you right now is what we find in John chapter 8, verse 1 through 11. So if you would stand with me as we give reverence to God's word, I would like to read it. It says, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him. And he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what saith thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. You may be seated. You may be seated. So I ask the question again. How did I get here? Imagine yourself, you know, in the Bible it gives you a picture of a woman who is in one heck of a situation now. And really, you know, when you look at her life and how it ended up with her and where she ended up being, it's kind of easy if you would try to just to take her out of the page and put your name there and ask yourself, how did I end up here? You have a woman who was brought before the Lord by people who had no love or desire or care for her at all. She was brought before the Lord at a moment when the Lord had started teaching a crowd of people. And you know, when Jesus comes to teach, people show up in droves. Because by this point, remember, he had fed 5,000 people. He had fed 3,000 or 4,000 people. He had healed people. There's so many things that Jesus had done by this point. So when he came to speak, you best believe there were a lot of people there to listen. So when these Pharisees and these self-righteous individuals brought this woman before Jesus and questioned Jesus and aired her laundry, saying that she was caught in adultery in the very act, meaning that they not only did they hear, but they walked up upon her and saw her and another man doing something ungodly, and then they gripped her up from that very moment and dragged her embarrassed into the house of God and interrupted the service and said to him, check this woman out. Look what she has done. Take her out the picture and put yourself there and imagine all the faces and eyes that would be on you, knowing that they brought you before the most popular man around at that time, who had tons of people coming to hear what he had to say, and now they chose on their own to bring you before such a large amount of people just to air your laundry. And I know I can imagine in yourself, you're saying, how the heck did I end up here? That's a question we all ask ourselves. But when she ended up there, what did the master do? He just knelt on the ground and started writing stuff on the ground. And can you imagine the accuser standing there wanting to have a reaction, wondering why he's just writing? They're still waiting for a reaction, and he's just writing. And then they question him again, well, what do you say? What about this woman? What should happen to her? You know what the law is. The law says she should be stoned. She should be killed because of her sins. What do you say? And we all know, I know just in my mind thinking about what could have possibly been written on the ground. You know, we could think of the Ten Commandments, or being that Jesus knew everything, he probably wrote down each one of their sins and what they did and probably who they were with yesterday, or probably wrote down how come the man that was with her is not here with her right now to be judged. Or he could have written down there, how come you're bringing her instead of you coming yourself to me? All these types of things could have been written down on that floor. But just imagine, you had the eldest guy who probably had the biggest mouth, probably act like he knew the most, with all these people following him as if he really had it all together, to accuse a woman when they're supposed to be serving a God that is a God of love. Instead of bringing her into the house of God to receive Jesus Christ for herself, they're bringing her to be judged and accused and stoned while service is going on. So he's writing on the floor asking them just with his pen. I mean, I can imagine. Think about what they were thinking when he was writing. And he says to them when he looks up, he that is without sin cast the first stone. I ask that question because sometimes, look, yeah, how did I end up here could be you, the woman, being judged. But also the how did I end up here could be you, the person, the accuser. You know, sometimes it's easy to say I'm the one in the tough situation, but at times, just like the people who brought her there, they were the accuser. And a good question to ask yourself, if you just look back over your life, when you could have been used to bless somebody else, when you could have been used to bring someone to Jesus, even today, you could have brought someone into the house of God to receive what God would have to say to them. And you ask yourself, just like he asked them, he that is without sin cast the first stone. So instead of bringing someone into the house of God, in your own righteous mind, you thought, you know what? I don't even want to bring this person because really, I don't want to be seen with this individual. And I know everything that individual did, so I'm not going to bring them in here right now. So you ask yourself, if that's where you fit in that scenario, how did I end up here? How did I end up here where I didn't have a concern for the person who I used to roll with and do my dirt with? How did I end up here standing in front of Jesus with someone I'm trying to condemn, and I don't even have my brother here to hear what he has to say? How did I end up here? Or how did I end up here sick, set apart because of my sins? And now the way sins has us all hooked up, think about some of the stuff we may have did that no one knows about. But when we come into the house of God, we think everybody sees the sins that we did. So we're here hiding, hoping that nobody really can pick and point out what we've done. Or we might come in here looking all good, but we're trying to hide the fact that we just sinned yesterday, cursed someone out, committed adultery, all types of evil and wicked stuff. But we're sitting here in our seats as if it's all good, knowing and hoping that no one sees our issues. And in our mind, we're asking, how did I end up here while your sins, right where you are right now, are playing the role of the accusers? And you're sitting in the house of God, and while you're hearing the word come forth, your accusers are pointing at you and calling you names. All your sins are showing up before you, and they're telling you, you don't belong here. You should have been stoned. You should have died in your sin. And just like that woman right now, you're right here sitting in this room. Instead of hearing what God is saying, your mind, the accusers, your sins are calling them sins out by name. And you're sitting there asking yourself, how did I get here? So instead of having the help you need, what you went through is in your mind condemning you. But you should even ask that sin, knowing it's one of those demons that fell with Satan. He that is without sin cast the first stone. And watch those sins start fleeing, because even they cannot stand when Christ lays down what they've done. Even your sins, the demons that possessed or tried to attempt or tempt you to do what God would not have you do, even they will be judged. So just like the people who are there condemning her, even your sins have to leave when Christ steps in. So even they are asking themselves, how did I end up here? Because unlike us, we have a way out. And that way is Jesus. So it's actually a good thing if the here is you sitting at Christ's feet, condemned, sitting on your knees, ashamed, because they've just brought you in here. And now you're like, why am I here, Lord? And when he condemns them by laying it out on them and asking them, if you haven't sinned, cast a stone, and all your issues, all your burdens, all your sin, your illnesses, your sicknesses start taking up and picking up their bags, and they start walking out of your life, and you keep looking, and all your issues, your sins, all those things convicting and condemning you, your enemies, those who saw you growing up and saw all the sins you did and see where you are right now, and you say, listen, I need your help, and they say, you know what, I'm not helping you. You did it on your own. That's how you got here. You got to get yourself out. And they start condemning you, saying you should have not made this choice. You shouldn't have made this decision. All those people, when you come to Jesus, they start picking up their bags and start walking away because they see the change that's going on in your life. So even then and there, you say to yourself, Lord, you know, all those people who were condemning me, they've all walked away. There's no one here, Lord God, to really point a finger at me anymore. Lord, you know, now that I'm sitting in your presence, you know, I feel, you know, I really see what I've done, Lord, and I know how I got here. And, you know, let's pause right here. Why, while all this is going on and your issues start walking away, don't forget the condemners, the ones who tried to judge you, brought you here. But now when Christ publicly showed them who they were, the crowd that was there who didn't leave witnessed it. So what did God do for you? You came in embarrassed, and then he called you out and forgave you of all your issues in front of the masses of people who were there. And then the ones who tried to point the finger at you, Jesus publicly allow the masses to see that they stink too. You know how sometimes you act like, you know, I'm so good that I don't stink and everybody else. So those types of personalities now, the whole public saw them leaving, condemned. And now you're standing before the Lord, standing right before the Lord. Now everyone who saw your sins, now they see you forgiven. Let me ask you a question. While you're sitting here right now, can you truly say to yourself, you know I'm here. I understand that maybe some things I've done or didn't do may have gotten me here. But now that I've come to Jesus, now that I know him and I understand that he's forgiven me, he hasn't judged me. He didn't come to condemn me. He came to deal with those who try to condemn me, but he wants to heal me. Can you honestly say to yourself without an answer, why am I here? Or could you say to yourself, I'm here because there's a Savior named Jesus? Could you say to yourself, you know what? Yeah, I know I'm here now. You know, I've ended up here in the house of God. I don't know how I got here, you know, or it doesn't matter what you think about me, but I'm here right now. And, you know, I used to ask myself, Dad, how did I get here? And in the back of my mind, I'm dealing with that daily. I'd have trouble going to sleep because the answer to that question bothers me all the time. It's such a weight on my back that I really can't bear. And when I go back to my family and friends and they know me personally, I still deal with that issue. Can you honestly say to yourself now that Jesus Christ has lifted those burdens off of you? Those issues that keep you up at night of why and how you got here? Can you honestly say, you know what? I know why I'm here. I'm here because my footsteps were ordered by the Lord. I'm here because Jesus Christ called me and he foreknew me. He knew all that I would do that would get me here. He knew every sin I did, everything I could possibly do. He also knows every sin my accusers would do. So it doesn't matter how I got here, what you think about me, what I've done in the past. Can't you honestly say that, you know what? I'm here because the Lord brought me here because he called me so that I can meet my Savior face to face. Is there anyone here who could say, I'm here because the Lord has brought me here to see my Savior face to face? Is there anyone here who could say, I'm here because God has saved me? Well, you know what? Praise God. You know what? Well, just like that lady, I want to share something with you. The Bible says that God showed his love to us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So if you find yourself where that woman was, be it because of sin, be it because of sickness, be it because of any of those things that hurt us and bond us, I'm letting you know that God showed his love towards all of us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ didn't just die for that lady who was caught in adultery. Christ doesn't just die for the person who was caught in sin. Christ has died for all of us while we were nasty, dirty sinners. So really today, instead of going real deep into trying to get real deep into preaching, my question to you is, if you're where she is right now, and now everything that you've done has just been laid out, God knows them all, you don't even need a cloud of witnesses and people around you to hear the mistakes you've made, God has seen every single one of them. If you want to be forgiven, the Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth upon him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Let me ask you a question. If you're in that position right now with that question troubling you, if you want to stand with Jesus away from your accusers and receive him as your Lord and personal Savior, would you raise your hand?
Well, praise the Lord. We hope you enjoyed today's mission message for today. We encourage you once again to sow a seed of faith into this ministry. We are the ministry that is uniting the body of Christ to reach the world to help the homeless and less fortunate. We also encourage you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for our Sunday morning worship and breakfast. And again, any volunteer opportunity, they're located on the website at chosen300.org, where you can participate in helping the homeless and less fortunate. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.